This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Now it's time for Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Live in Chicago just after 6 o'clock. Valentine's Day. How about that? Broadcasting live from Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Judson Richards with you till 9 o'clock this evening. We have a great show ahead. If you are looking for a Valentine, we will be your Valentine. 312-644-6767. Lots to get to. Still somewhat dissecting what unfolded with the Cubs missing out on Alex Bregman. We'll dig a little bit deeper into that. A lot made of the Cubs not being interested in deferring money. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, will join us coming up at about 6:25. Seren Petro from WHB 810 in Kansas City will join us at 7 o'clock. Is Travis Kelce going to retire? Are the Chiefs hoping he'll retire, and what does that mean for guard Trey Smith, which the Bears may have at the top of their wish list? So we will talk about that coming up at 7 o'clock. Let's begin with the NFL and the Bears right now, and I said it, 312-644-6767. Here's a question for you out of the jump. As we head into free agency and the draft, as we, you know, ultimately put to bed that Super Bowl 59 of the 2024 season. As we head into 2025 and this upcoming year for the Bears, are we watching an organization? Are we watching a team that has evolved, that is adapting? And even if it's incremental steps, do you think that we have watched the Bears take steps into evolving? 312-644-6767. I asked the question because I think there is actually evidence of it, and I'll lay out the three reasons why. Speaking of Super Bowl 59, you know, there was a really great matchup when it comes to adapting, when it comes to evolving. The matchup that we saw was two 66-year-olds matching up. Andy Reid, one of the best play callers in football, there for the Chiefs, and then Vic Fangio, who we know very well in Chicago, the 66-year-old Philadelphia Eagles defensive coordinator. Right, it's in a game where we are watching these offensive coordinators that feel like get younger and younger. You've got two of the old guys. I mean, they are just years away from being 70 years old at the very top of their game. I'll ask you, who are the top five play callers in the NFL? Now, one of them we have here in Chicago, and that is 38-year-old Ben Johnson. Who else would you have on your list? Kevin O'Connell, 39 years old. Sean McVay, 39 years old. At the ripe old age of 45 years old, I'd probably say Kyle Shanahan. And then you've got Andy Reid. Remember this. Andy Reid in 2000 had Donovan McNabb runner-up as an MVP. An 11-5 year. And Andy Reid didn't say, you know what? This is the playbook that works. These are the plays that work for me. This is what I'm going to stick with. Because you know what? A lot of coaches do that. No, Andy Reid had to go into an uncomfortable place. That's called change. Right, that's called evolving, that's called adapting, that's called trying new things, that's called putting yourself in maybe an uncomfortable place and say, hey, I don't really understand this. Help me understand it so we can grow. That's why Andy Reid is going to go down as one of the greatest head coaches of all time. And that's why Vic Fangio at 66 years old is still doing his thing. And as humans, change is very, very uncomfortable. We do not like change, right? We are creatures of comfort. The only thing that you may like less than your job is going out and trying to find a new job, is starting a new job, is finding out, wait a minute, where is the break room? Where is the bathroom? Where is the parking lot? I have to go and meet all new people. I have to walk into a room where I don't know people. We hate change. And you know who you can really align that with oftentimes is a family business. And the Bears, to me, the Bears have been an organization that have not embraced change. And it feels like it has just been handed down. This is how we do things. This is how we do things. And this is how we do things. But if we were to look at the last number of months, can we find evidence that the Bears are changing, adapting, and evolving as an organization? What say you? 312-644-6767. Now, you may be very much in a, I'll believe it when I see it. And I absolutely understand that, right? Because you have decades of evidence. 312-644-6767. Okay, here are the three areas where I think we can actually look and say change, evolving, adaptation, maybe even going into an uncomfortable place for an organization trying to get up to speed, trying to play and match everyone in their own division. Can we find any evidence? Well, first of all, we could go a few years back with Ted Phillips. That maybe wasn't 3 years ago, less than that. But that was from a family-run business. That was a man who was in good with the family. Ted Phillips gone. In comes Kevin Warren. Now, it may have taken us a while to warm up to new president Kevin Warren, especially because shovels have not hit the ground. The cranes are not in the sky as of yet. But I think these last couple of months throughout the hiring process and who the Bears landed on, we may feel a little bit differently around Kevin Warren. But I will point directly at November 29th. Do you know what happened on November 29th? I bet you do. The Bears fired their head coach. Bears had never done it before, ever, during a season. Now, Matt Eberflus made it pretty easy to do that because of the way things were going. But still, we should acknowledge, okay, that's different. Okay, that looks a little bit different for an organization. Then it came to the hiring process. Now, we wondered, well, why are they going to interview 19 different potential head coaches? It felt like if you have all of these plans, you have no plan. But now we know that Ben Johnson, in his interview, the first thing that he said was, I want this job. The last thing that he said was, I want this job. So as the Bears waited on Ben Johnson to conclude his season, whatever that was going to be, they went and gleaned as much information as they could from different potential candidates, although it didn't seem like they were ever candidates. More importantly, the Bears this go-round, they were not the Cowboys. They were not whatever was happening in the Jaguars there, with Liam Cohen having a very rough opening go at it. And the Saints, listen, the Saints may have gotten a good coach in Kellen Moore, but he was vastly way behind in developing his staff and getting his staff together. And then finally for me, as we head into this offseason, why you may feel a little bit better about the direction of the Bears, they put up the money. They put up the money. Matt Eberflus was making roughly $6 million. Word is that Ben Johnson is getting $13 million. Paying for coaches is a lot like paying for clothes. You get what you pay for. You buy $2 socks, they may be around your calves or they may be around your heel by your second cup of coffee. Look at what's happening with Dan Quinn and the Commanders. They paid a good to very good head coach. Changed immediately. Yes, I understand they got the quarterback right as well. That helps. Also, if you look in Los Angeles, the Chargers, very much a cheap organization. But you know what? They went and they paid Jim Harbaugh, found themselves in the playoffs. The Bears made sure that they were not going to be outbid. As much as Ben Johnson said that he wanted the job, if they offered him $6 million and someone else offered him $12 million, he was probably going to go somewhere else. So the Bears, not only did they fire a head coach in season and let everybody know in the building, this is not a country club, and you could be next. That is an important message to send. They also let someone like Ben Johnson know, hey, this job is open. You may want to start thinking about your staff, which he was already doing with Dennis Allen. They fire their head coach. They were not the laughing stock of the process of finding a head coach. I pointed to the Dallas Cowboys. And then they went ahead and they put up the money and they got the guy. Now, there was absolutely no guarantee that just because they got Ben Johnson, things are going to change for the Bears. That what I see as incremental steps to growth, it does not mean that it's going to work. But we can do this. We can look at an organization and we can say that at least is putting themselves in a place to succeed. Have you been able to say that in years past? With the head coach that they hired, whether it was a head-scratching move, talking about Mark Trestman of the CFL, or perhaps the fifth, sixth, seventh most popular candidate, it would be hard to look at and say, I don't know if it'll work, but they put themselves in a place to succeed. I think right now with where the Bears stand, think about it. 2 years ago, they got the most coveted quarterback. This year, they got the most coveted head coach. I would venture to guess there are maybe 20 teams around the NFL that would drop their head coach right now for Ben Johnson. Actually, I added up 12 that I would say probably not. There's 32 teams in the NFL. I think you could find 20 teams that would drop their head coach right now for Ben Johnson, and I think you could very easily find 20 teams that would drop their quarterback for Caleb Williams. Specifically because he's on a rookie deal. I do add that into that equation because he did not have a great rookie year, but we all have seen what he can be. And if you look at his rookie contract, because the Bears are very much in a win-now window with that contract, I think you could find 20 teams that would immediately, if not more, would drop their quarterback for Caleb Williams right now. 312-644-6767. The Bears have put themselves in a place to succeed. Listen, have they evolved? Evolving will be consecutive years of getting to the playoffs. Evolving will be having a quarterback play at a top five level. Something that you haven't seen a Bears quarterback do maybe ever, at least in the last number of decades. But the Bears ultimately, in my opinion, have put themselves in a place to succeed moving forward because this is a team that has draft capital, and this is also a team that has salary cap room. So, as we put Super Bowl 59 in the 2024 season to bed, where I'm coming from, I think you should be very excited about the decisions that the Bears have coming in the 2025 season. I don't. No one cares about hope. No one cares about hope. Just let me see it on the field, and I'm right there with you. All I'm saying is, February 14th, 2025, the Bears have had a pretty good start to this year. Now, as for the Cubs, 312-644-6767, I'm still thinking about that 91-win projection from Pecota. 90.6 was the estimation that the Cubs could get to. Now, it's all going to transpire on the field, but when it comes to, you know, taking a look at what a team may be able to do, Pecota is respected. So I have no problem basing a conversation around 90.6 wins projected for the Cubs. Here's what I don't understand. Because Alex Bregman, to me, for the Cubs, was a difference maker of them getting to the playoffs or not. Now, there are two conversations surrounding Alex Bregman. There is, would you pay him what the Red Sox paid him? I don't love that contract for the Cubs. But the other is, does this make them more likely to be a playoff caliber team? And for my money, it certainly does. Because what really have the Cubs done this offseason? We've watched 83 wins over the last 2 years. And it is very much of a similar nucleus for the Cubs, right? You've got your big three arms. You got Justin Steele, you got Shohei Imanaga, and you've got Jameson Taillon. They have improved the bullpen. Ryan Pressly, Eli Morgan, understand that. But then when it comes to the offense, I know what you're saying. What about Kyle Tucker? I think the world of Kyle Tucker. I absolutely think the world of Kyle Tucker. But the addition of Kyle Tucker, what about the subtraction that it took to get him? That's where I'm looking at Alex Bregman saying, that to me was the piece that solidified whether or not the Cubs get to the playoffs. And we will talk more with Bob Nightingale of USA Today coming up shortly. So here's what I'm talking about, the subtraction. Isak Paredes was involved in that trade, the third baseman, right, from the Tampa Bay Rays that really the Cubs gave up for Christopher Morel. But then also, for some salary relief, the Cubs went ahead and moved Cody Bellinger. So to get Kyle Tucker, ultimately, you gave up Isak Paredes from a lineup standpoint. You also gave up Hayden Wesneski and Cam Smith, the prospect. But you gave up Isak Paredes, 19 home runs, 80 RBIs last year. Okay? And then you also had to move Cody Bellinger, money that they have not spent. Bellinger, 18 home runs and 78 RBIs. So combined, Paredes and Bellinger in 2024, 37 home runs, 158 RBIs. Now, Kyle Tucker, the 162-game average, 32 home runs and 107 RBIs. So I'm not calling it a push, but I'll also say it feels a little bit like a push of what it cost to go ahead and get Kyle Tucker. And they still have not spent that money. 312-644-6767. Do you see the Cubs as a playoff team even without Alex Bregman joining them? Let's hear from Jed Hoyer. This is what Jed Hoyer had to say when it came to the strong offer that they make to Bregman and losing out to the Boston Red Sox.
I feel like we made a strong offer, but, you know, clearly it wasn't enough. And again, like when you're in free agency, you know, most of the time, player goes the highest bid, and you know, the Red Sox got a great player. They were aggressive, and you know, kudos to them. They got a great player. But I'm glad that we were able, you know, given where we are with our budget right now, I'm glad that we were able to pursue it. And like I said, I'm thankful that we're able to.
So the Red Sox go well beyond what the Cubs were offering, right? The Cubs just under $30 million, and it was a $40 million AAV for the Red Sox to land Alex Bregman. Do I think that that was a great deal for Bregman? Listen, I'll put it to you like this. When it came to giving up Isak Paredes, Alex Bregman had the third best wins above replacement over the last 2 years. Okay, you know who was sixth on that list? Isak Paredes. Now, a lot of those numbers came with the Tampa Bay Rays, I understand, but I'm not going to steal the production of what Paredes has done in the bigs over the last number of years. Paredes is gone. Cody Bellinger is gone, and you've got Kyle Tucker. To me, again, it feels a little bit like the addition came with a big amount of subtraction, because if you do go, if think about it like this, right? If you've got two productive players and one really great player, if the great player goes down, and I don't expect Kyle Tucker to necessarily be hurt this year, right? Although it happened last year, things happen. If you've got two good to very good players and one of them goes down, you still have some productivity in the lineup. If something happens to Kyle Tucker, well, that's it. So when I look at this Cubs team and I've seen 83 wins 2 years ago, and I see 83 wins last year, I still am wondering a little bit the difference of what happens this year. 312-644-6767. Nick wants to talk with us from the north side. Hey, Nick, what's going on?
Played the clip from Jet. Oh, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, Nick, sorry, go ahead. Start your thought over.
No worries. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you played the clip from Jet, and, you know, obviously they were short on Bregman, about $10 million, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he said a word that just sparked my confusion a bit. He mentioned, like, working with the budget. And when you're in a market like Chicago, it just doesn't make sense to me, and maybe you can explain this, how budget is part of our vernacular. Like, we should be operating like the Red Sox. We should be operating like the Yankees, like the Dodgers. We should be operating like one of the big boys with the biggest wallets, and it just doesn't make sense to me how we're constrained to a budget.
You know what one of the most frustrating part is, Nick, is you're in a division that everyone else kind of seems like they should be operating in a budget. Right, like it's almost like they're playing down to spending competition in their own division, where they should be utterly dominating it because of the market size.
Right, and especially with, like, St. Louis and Milwaukee, to your point, like, we should outbid them every time and get every free agent we want, because that's what the fans expect. That's what Jets should have the target and the expectation to be. And I don't know if it's the Ricketts. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like we put guardrails on ourselves.
Yeah, Nick, thanks for the call. Well, by the way, I can promise you it is the Ricketts. It is ownership that decides the money that is going out. It was really interesting the way that Jed Hoyer made sure to mention thanking the Ricketts to allow him to be in on that. It almost, to me, it sounded more like, this is why I couldn't go and spend more because of them, but he did it within a thank you. Very interesting. Let's continue this conversation. Bob Nightingale of USA Today will join us next. Did the Red Sox drastically overpay for Alex Bregman? And who else could the Cubs go after? Well, ask Nightingale next on 6-7 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all, in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, I think we made the best offer that we could make, and to me, that's competitive. You know, that's free agency, right? And you know, within the structure and our finances, we made the best offer we could make, and I think that ultimately that's what you have to do in free agency.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Position players busy today for the Cubs there in Mesa. Cubs baseball on The Score. Spring training begins. Games begin in just 1 week against the Dodgers. Of course, ramping up early because the Cubs and the Dodgers will be busy in Tokyo, not too far away. Now joining us on the Circa Illinois Sports Hotline, USA Today baseball insider Bob Nightingale. Download the Circa app today. Bob, thanks for your time this evening. Where are your travels taking you? Were you out at Mesa? Where are you over spring training at this time?
Yeah, I was at Mesa today. It's the second time over there. I was there Sunday as well. And the rest of the time I've been at the Dodger camp, which is crazy. I mean, you're talking about 120 reporters there, you know, per day.
Goodness.
Compared to about, maybe 20 at the Cubs and about five everywhere else. But yeah, it's nuts over there.
How much of that is Japanese coverage?
Probably about a good 85%. Maybe
90%. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's Japan's team, the Dodgers. You know, it's going to be amazing when they, when they go to Japan for the Tokyo series. I mean, I bet it's going to be a good 90% Dodger crowd, 95%. I mean, I think they're home games for the Cubs, but it's going to be, hugely favorable for the Dodgers. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Shota Imanaga and say Suzuki isn't enough to pull more than 5 to 10% of that crowd, Bob.
Hey, that's it. That's the Dodgers are Japan's team. I mean, you see it everywhere. I mean, everywhere you go to Japan, I mean, it's all they wear is Dodger gear. They wear the New Balance shoes because of Ohtani. But yeah, it's just amazing the effect over there. You know, now they got Sasaki. You know, it's like, Yamamoto, who signed for $325 million last year, nobody even talks about anymore.
I know.
Now everybody's talking about the young kid, Roki Suzuki.
Yeah, Roki Suzuki. That was another name that the Cubs did not get. They did not get Tanner Scott. And then ultimately, the last 48 hours plus, they also did not get Alex Bregman. Bob, do you think that the Red Sox overpaid? Did they outbid themselves a little bit from that deal that they gave Bregman?
I think Bregman wanted to go there along. I really do. I think it came down to the Tigers and Tigers and the Red Sox. I think the Astros were out of it a few weeks ago, a month ago. I think Cubs got in. It was almost just to kind of raise the price tag for the Red Sox. He's been talking about the Red Sox for a while now. Remember now, he's got an opt-out after this year. So if you want to have a monster year, you can take advantage of that short left field, the Green Monster at Fenway. Not the cold weather, at least in April and May in Chicago. So it makes sense. Historic franchise. I'm not even the Cubs are too, but I just think the Red Sox have always intrigued them.
Yeah, that field kind of reminds you a little bit of there in Houston. And I think Bregman's number was like 375 with a 1240 ops when he plays at Fenway. So if he's looking to get out after 1 year, that makes a lot of sense. In Chicago, Bob, the conversation very much turned to when we learned that the Cubs are not interested at all in deferring money. How much do you think that cost them, perhaps, in this deal? But how much do you think that hamstrings them from making big deals when they are chasing the big free agents?
I mean, I don't think so. I don't think that hurts them at all. Because, when you defer money, he's taking money away from the player. I mean, let's be honest. If the Red Sox had no deferred money for Bregman, he'd be jumping up and down. I mean, I think he liked the fact because there's no estate taxes in Texas. He lives in Houston. But there's a number of teams. I mean, it's still that same amount of money. But, since it's present-day value, if you're a player, you don't want a penny deferred, really.
Baseball Insider.
I don't think it hurts them. I really don't. I think what they were making the comment was the fact that Red Sox got him at 40 a year. In reality, it's probably about $33 million a year. But, since they because they defer money, and the Cubs don't. So I think what the Cubs are saying is we were a lot closer to it, than people think.
I guess that the conversation from not deferring money is, do you always have enough money on hand to not be able to spend some of it later, right? To, as big as these contracts are getting, if you don't defer it, you got to have it immediately. If you can match and have the highest AAV, but said, we'll get it to you around this amount of time, that's where it feels like they could miss out on spending the big money.
Yeah, I mean, it lowers the value. But, you know, I mean, they're still well before the below the luxury tax, $35, $40 million below. So they can make, you know, big moves later on to trade down line, take on money if they want. For instance, if they, you know, I can't see anywhere in the world the Cardinals would trade Nolan Arenado their way, being the same division rivals. But they could, you know, take on a contract like that. But, yeah, deferrals, like, you know, the Angels don't believe in deferrals either. And so when they got offered the same contract as the Dodgers did, you know, $680 million deferred, just $2 million a year, the Angels backed off and said pretty much, hey, it's still $700 million any way you slice it. Or else Ohtani would still be with the Angels today.
Bob, let's go back to Nolan Arenado. You don't think, because he is the third baseman, right? They are somewhat at odds there. The Cardinals wanted to move him, but Arenado has a no-trade clause. You don't think that they would consider, even as loaded as the Cubs are prospect-wise, you don't think that the Cardinals would ever consider making a trade with the Cubs, at least of that magnitude?
I don't. I just think it'd be too tough for Cardinal fans to swallow. Just like, you know, when the Cubs were, you know, making moves, when they were kind of going through the rebuilding process, they weren't trading any of their, you know, stars to St. Louis when they were going for it either. I just think it'd be too tough to swallow, particularly you got 3 years left of that contract. And, you know, I mean, right now the Cubs were not one on his list as far as winning a waive his no trade clause. And, you know, that changes. I'm sure he would change it for the Cubs eventually, but they're not on the original list. But yeah, even if he says, hey, I'll play for the Cubs, I just can't see the Cardinal front office doing it.
You know, taking a look at the offseason that Jed Hoyer has had, he has made some positive moves. At the top of that list is Kyle Tucker, but also traded away Isak Paredes, also traded away Cody Bellinger. So that offense did subtract a lot, even with the addition of Tucker. And I think Hoyer showed us a little bit that he knows that he needs more, right? Aggressively after Roky Sasaka, did not get Tanner Scott, and then missed on Alex Bregman. Is there anyone out there, trade or free agency, that you think that the Cubs may go after next to continue to bolster this team?
There's not much out there. You know, the one guy that's out there relief-wise, you can get him for a one-year contract for maybe about $10 million with David Robertson if you want another back-end guy. But, you know, they got Presley in there. They got Ryan Brazier, so I'm not sure he makes sense. If you're the Cubs, you got to pick up another infielder somewhere, maybe a Brendan Rodgers or something like that to play third base just for protection. Hey, I mean, Shaw's got the oblique injury, you know, only 35 games at Triple A. You want to have some protection there, you know, just in case he's not ready. And so you can, you know, slide a veteran in there. So I'd be surprised if the Cubs don't make some kind of move for third base just for a safety net, if nothing else, for Matt Shaw.
What's the storyline with Dylan Cease and Padres right now?
It sounds like they're not going to trade him. I mean, they just, you know, made the move and got Nick Pivetta. They're only paying Pivetta $4 million this year. It was a steal. I'm sure a lot of clubs are saying, wait a minute, now we could have gotten for $4 million. You know, what a deal for 2025. But I think they're going to hang on to him for now. Now, if they follow the race, he's definitely gone. You know, maybe a few guys there are too. But they sure make it sound like they're not going to trade him right now.
He's Bob Nightingale, Baseball Insider with USA Today. Bob, let's go to the south side of town for a minute. Luis Robert Jr., I think that if Chris Getz had gotten the right offer or the big enough offer, that he would have been moved this offseason. But, you know, the White Sox, you think as of now, they're just hoping for a great first half and then see what they can get for him come the trade deadline?
Yeah, because I don't think anyone's going to want to give up anything right now. So I think it's a smart move. You know, it's almost people wanted them to move, Dylan Cease. And they say, you know what, we're going to wait. And he looked good in spring training, and teams jumped all over him. So I think the same thing here with Robert. You know, I don't think they even have to wait to the trade deadline. If he has a good spring, you know, he could get moved.
Oh, even just a good spring training if he looks healthy and ready to go?
Yeah, not too many people, you know, have guys like that play center. So, no,
I think he'd get moved any time. I mean, I just think they want a nice offer, and then he's gone. So I would think he's gone sooner than later. I'd be surprised if he's still at the trade deadline. If he's still at the trade deadline, it means he had a bad first half, because I don't think with his injury history, it's not like they want to sit around and wait if they have a decent offer, because they don't want him to get hurt again.
Yeah, what about the Yankees and Marcus Stroman? It feels like Stroman wants to be a starter, maybe the odd man out. Do you think that he could be moved before the start of the season?
I think so, yeah. I mean, they've offered him for Nolan Arenado, and just the Cardinals had said no on that one. You know, obviously he was, he's bounced around with the Cubs. But, yeah, and he says he wants to be starter only. So I'd be very surprised if he's a Yankee on opening day. Not sure where he's going, but he's going somewhere. Makes no sense to keep him there, you know, as unhappy as he is.
Bob, should we very much enjoy this season? What's your thoughts on the CBA and what potentially may be coming after the 2025 season?
Yeah, no, everything's fine this year, and everything should be fine next year, too. 2027 might be a different story. So, yeah, should definitely enjoy the next 2 years. You know, and that's our thing, too, Justin, is when we're talking about Bregman is, you know, the Fangraphs and Pecota, that sort of thing. They have the Cubs win the division by 9 or 10 games. So the Cubs may be thinking, you know, we don't even need Bregman to get into the playoffs. You know, it's not like we have to have the guy. So let's save our bullets and do something to trade deadline, to get us over a hump. But right now on paper, you know, the Cubs are the team to beat in the Central. Now, come playoff time, it might be a different story with the Dodgers, of course, and three teams in the NL East. But, yeah, it should be a fun season for the Cubs. I mean, the Cub players, you know, said all day today and, you know, on Sunday as well that they think it's the best team they've had, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years.
Could you ever envision, Bob, as long as you have covered Major League Baseball, could you ever see a world where there is some semblance of a salary cap around Major League Baseball?
I still don't see it. I think the union would just, you know, fight it. I think we ever saw one, you're talking about at least a year where we wouldn't have baseball. Because I think the fight would be that enormous. You know, and then the MLB owners are saying, wait a minute now, we're the only sport without one. They've tried to put a salary floor in there. And the union has fought that, saying, well, if you have a floor, we know you're going to want to have a cap. So I think what's going to happen next CBA is just really strict penalties if you go over, you know, the high luxury tax, where it's not just money, but like loss of draft picks and everything else. Because right now, I mean, even with the free agency, you saw what the draft pick compensation meant to guys. More guys like, you know, Pete Alonso had no choice to go back to the Mets. You know, Nick Pivetta ended up turning down $21 million from the Red Sox to sign a cheap deal with the San Diego Padres. So I think we'll see something along those lines for sure.
Do you think we'll miss any baseball?
I think we will in 2027. So still got 2 years. But yeah, the way everybody talks, it could be a nasty labor war there. It just, you know, it depends how long the owners say, hey, we're sticking to this. Let's see who blinks first.
Yeah, Bob, thanks so much. We appreciate you not only on a Friday night, but on a Valentine's Day as well. Enjoy spring training as we get ready for the season to begin. Thanks for your time, Bob.
My pleasure. Thanks, Justin.
All right, there he is. Bob Nightingale, USA Today. How about that? 120 reporters were at spring training to cover the Dodgers. He says that it's going to be 90% to 95% in favor of the Dodgers as the Cubs play their home games for the Cubs in Tokyo, right?
Yeah.
Although that's a long way from Wrigley. So
just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Although it's not going to feel like, it's certainly not going to feel like home. Coming up on the other side, Pete, you're hitting leadoff. I see you on hold. You want to react to the interview? We'll do it 312-644-6767. Also, what major day in sports is a lot like fighting crowds on Valentine's Day? You're going to want to hear this, especially if you have plans of going out tonight. We'll tackle that next on 670 The Score.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, coming up at 7 o'clock, we will go out to Kansas City Now, I'm curious about Travis Kelce, but I'm only curious about Travis Kelce because of what it has to do with offensive lineman Trey Smith, the guard that a lot of people have pegged as the best offensive lineman available for free agency. Would he be a great fit with the Chicago Bears? The answer is yes. The problem is, if Travis Kelce retires, well, that may free up a lot of money for the Chiefs to hold on to one of their best players. So, do we expect Travis Kelce to ultimately retire? We'll go to Kansas City in the 7 o'clock hour, try to learn a little bit more there. Also, a reminder, DePaul Men's Basketball is having a ticket drop for their game against St. John's. It'll be next Wednesday, February 19th at Wintrust Arena. Go to DePaulBlueDemons.com/promo, then enter code CANES25 to claim up to 4 free tickets and discounts presented by Raising Cane's in Lincoln Park. Offer valid while supplies last. It is Valentine's Day. If you do not have a Valentine, we will be your Valentine with you. Judson Richards here until 9 o'clock. Valentine's Day reminds me of one major sporting event. I'll tell you what it is in just a moment. But we did promise to get Pete in, 312-644-6767. Pete in Buffalo Grove, want to talk a little Cubs. Hey, Pete, go ahead.
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Back at you,
Pete. Wanted to go back to something that thank you. Wanted to go back to something that Nick said when it comes to going after, like, big-name free agencies, free agents. The Cubs have to be right in there with the other big-market teams. I think he called it the Fat Wallet Club. They have to be. My second point, though, was that I think the Boston Red Sox outbid themselves on Alex Bregman at $40 million a year. It sounds like there are a bunch of teams like the Cubs that were in it for around 30. And the Red Sox probably could have had their man for like 33, 35. I don't know.
Pete, the real reason
I called, though, the main...
I was just going to say that that's why you get Scott Boras as an agent, right?
Right, of course.
That's what Scott does.
Exactly. So why I really wanted to call, the point I wanted to make is what I really think Jed Hoyer needs to do is solidify the bullpen. We need more out-getters, as like Craig Counsell would say, more relief pitchers, more closers. I think, if you correct me if I'm wrong, there were 15 blown saves last season. That's the difference between looking, you know, being on the outside of the playoffs and being on the inside of the playoffs. I'll hang up and listen. I appreciate you taking my call. Thanks.
Pete, I appreciate it. Yeah, they were woeful in the ninth inning last year. When there was, you know, that month and a half where they were, I think, double-digit games under 500 that ultimately cost them of being competitive in September. That was why they went and got Ryan Pressly, right? Ryan Pressly from the Houston Astros. I mean, they really went after the Astros, or at least players that we've seen in Astros uniforms. Ryan Pressly, who is 36, by the way, and he had a waive his no trade clause, so he came here with plans to be the closer. So ultimately, Pete, that is the plan as of now, that Pressly will make them better. And then you've got Kyle Tucker, and then they try to go after Alex Bregman, another Houston Astro. They added Eli Morgan as well. Cody Petit was who they got in the Cody Bellinger trade, but that really felt like a salary dump ultimately. And then they do have a lot of arms. You've got Ben Brown. I mean, we could go down the list, right? Like, there is depth there. In fact, you may make the case that bullpen arms is really the best thing that Jed Hoyer has done this offseason. And it's deep because they have a strong farm system. They've got guys that go up and down between bigs and AAA. And so they can be competitive there. If I had a question mark for this team, for me, it would be more about, well, one, the starting pitching, right? Can Shota Imanaga do what he did last year, especially if Wrigley Field isn't as favorable as it was last year weather-wise? The variance of the weather, right, what cost a lot of the offensive guys made your starting pitching look so much better. So you've got Justin Steele, you got Shota Imanaga, and then you got Jameson Taillon. Like, what do their numbers look like if Wrigley is more of a normal hitting ballpark? And then, as I said in the open, you got Kyle Tucker. That's great. But if my question marks still do surround a lot of the offense. It is a good offense. I'm not convinced it's a 90-plus win offense, especially after you said goodbye to Isak Paredes and Cody Bellinger. And I think that Jed Hoyer very much backed my opinion by offering up $28.75 million a year for 3 years, Well, they offered $115 million overall in that contract for Alex Bregman. Again, as tight as the Cubs seem to be, I don't think Jed Hoyer makes that play to boost the offense if he doesn't think that potentially they may be lacking. Okay, my sporting event, the day out there, that reminds me of Valentine's Day. You know what it is? Because I have a friend who calls Valentine's Day amateur hour, right? If you're trying to go out on Valentine's Day, now, especially if you've been with your significant other for a number of years, right? Listen, if this is your first love, young or old, then damn it, pull out all the stops. Get the flowers. Get the limo. I don't think people get limos anymore. Get the most expensive Uber or Lyft. And you make reservations months in advance and you overpay, right? You overpay for alcohol. You overpay for the restaurant. You overpay the surcharge. You get out there, you do it. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of opening day. Opening day, wow. Sure, the pageantry is there. But so are the lines to the bathroom. So are the 45-minute wait to get a $27 beer, or however much it costs these days. So if you want to avoid amateur hour, go the next night. Or go to game two. If you've been with your significant other, if you've been to opening day before, pass on amateur hour. Because I promise you, probably at the rate, watch, opening day for the White Sox, game one, especially if it's a midweek game, versus game two, it may drop 20,000 people. You're not sneaking down to better seats in game one. You might sneak down to better seats in game two. You're not getting the best table on Valentine's. You're just not. You're probably waiting longer. Service is going to be worse because they are going to be more packed than they've ever been since the last Valentine's Day. Amateur hour. If you've been with your significant other, say, hey, I love you. We should go out. Let's go out tomorrow night. Or, hey, I love you. We went to opening day last year. What if we went to game two of 162? That may be a little bit better. So, but hey, if you got big plans tonight, don't let me rain on it. You go out there. You have a great time. Just be patient because you're going to get surcharges and probably you're going to have to wait some amount of time for your dinner. Are the Bears going to have to wait on Trey Smith getting a player of his caliber? We'll go to Kansas City next. Should the Chiefs offensive lineman be at the top of the Bears wish list? That's coming up next. You're listening to Sports Radio in Chicago, 6-7 The Score.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.